Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Phones open 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Can I be any more talk show hosty just there?
No.
Wide open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. We got so many people standing by, I want to dive right in. Isaac from Sacramento, you are the first caller on Wide Open Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. The correct pronunciation is Vacaville.
Oh. Vacaville. Strangely enough, yeah. I received a tremendous amount of feedback on that. And Vacaville it is. I actually went into somebody who sent me an app, and an attachment to actually listen to pronouncers for Vacaville. And now I know it. Now I'll never forget it.
And Oscar's correct. The origin is Vacaville, which is Cowtown.
Thank you. I know my cows, especially WVU. Waka, waka, waka.
Isaac, I have to tell you, I appreciate your thoughtfulness calling at this early hour from California to let us know that, and God bless you for your support. How are things going out in your neck of the woods? Are people in a state of recovery now? Are things calming down out there a little bit?
Oh, they seem to be, but there's 8,400 homes and buildings that were destroyed.
Unreal.
You know, in those counties that received the fire, a whole subdivision is gone. But and thank you for your salutations. It almost makes up for the fact that my wife is giving me the evil eye. So I have to go. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Wow. Thank you. I regret that I don't. You know, we mentioned hurricanes. We mentioned all the disasters. We probably don't mention that enough, that there are people that are suffering out there in California, and our thoughts are with them. And really, I hope they get through this terrible situation. Let's go to the Show Me State, Missouri, and say hi to Megan. Megan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Woo-woo! Yeah, Capital City.
Woo! Hey, Capital City. Wow.
That's right,
St.
Jefferson
Louis.
City.
Oh, Jefferson City.
No.
I'm sorry. I made the mistake in school.
A lot of people say that.
I know. Jefferson City. You don't hear about Jefferson City very
often. More people should talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should really talk about it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a city, Pony.
Oh.
How is it pronounced?
Yeah.
Vacaville.
Jefferson.
Megan, what can we do for you?
I want to first off say thank you to Rob for adding me on Facebook.
Ooh.
It's such an honor to see you requested me.
Were you someone who wrote like sort of a half-hearted complaint that I hadn't added you in a thread?
Oh, God, no.
I don't know how.
She's not needy like that. Are you attractive? You know this. You can answer this question.
Yes, I am.
Well,
okay,
that's
then
the
that's
reason.
Probably
right.
Why.
He's thank
got,
you.
He's got the horny Bob Spiewak
yeah,
situation.
Exactly. Yeah. My father said,
Rob on social media is his own world. It's kind of, sometimes it goes off. There are threads, multiple, and they get more and more as he gets older. There are threads that I can't understand.
Do you know what is so sad? You have never said to me, as you get older, because now you're starting to lump me into the latter part of my life. That's a very sad statement for you to
make.
Well,
it seems like more often now you've gotten threads on there that'll be just like, you know, Tony said that was the case. Yeah. And and then it's just like, what? What are you talking about? And I don't know anything that, you know, you're talking about. Well, listen, I have to tell you something, Megan. Now that you're a member of Rob's friend circle, you'll be able to read all of his posts. You'll be able to see pictures of old movies. You'll be able to, you know, have discussions
very
about things.
Stuff.
That you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. And
yes, don't let him hit on you.
I'm friends with Carla.
Look at us. Snap!
Did
can
she
you keep
she
a secret?
Content there.
Did she say she's not friends with Carla? Or
she is.
No, I am.
Are you friends with me?
I don't think you've added me, actually.
Oh, my.
You don't know?
Mike, she's
you
not collecting
know me?
You. This woman's a chatty Cathy. Look, this is how this works, young lady. We talk, and then you talk, and then we talk, and then you talk, all right?
Yeah.
Why haven't you collected Mike O'Mara, and you're after Rob Spiewak?
Mike O'Mara is just such this powerful ray. It's almost daunting to click that request button.
Wow. Oh, intimidation nation.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
And
I don't believe that.
I am low-hanging fruit, and this call is ending a lot less pleasant than it started.
No, don't try to. You're culpable. You're not low-hanging fruit. Don't try to diminish it. She wanted you more than me. That is the fact of the matter.
I don't think so.
That is the fact of the matter.
Women like guys that make them laugh.
You know, by the way, we're close to being inside a week before the live show, and the boys all know what that means, okay? So, you know, I reserve the right to be more sensitive now about this kind of call.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gone. Anyway.
Delicate flower.
Let's go to Jeb from Lexington, Maryland. Jeb, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. I'm not calling with a chipper of a call. But I wanted to thank you guys. I've been having to travel about 2 hours each way after work for the last 2 weeks to go up to Children's Hospital.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And your show and the entire More Network has been what's gotten me through all of that time. Every night going back and forth into D.C. to Children's has been horrific. But you guys have all made it possible for me to get through it.
You know, and I appreciate it. I will tell you that is a. I've been to that hospital, and that's an amazing place where they do amazing things. My mom volunteered at the Children's Hospital up in Connecticut for over 40 years, and they do great work. And I hope whatever you're going through, I hope you're making it through okay, and I hope things are going well.
Well, I can happily say that my kid got to come back home last Friday.
That's good.
So things are turning around, but. Those 2 weeks, you guys got me through it, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, that's sweet, Jeb. Thank you very much. God bless you, and thanks for listening to the show. What's your son's name?
I have five children, but the daughter that was in the hospital, her name was Allie.
Aww. Allie. Okay, Allie. Love you, Allie. Hope you're doing really, really well, and great for calling during a tough time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Wow.
Best thing that we can hear. Lori from Rochester, New York. Hi, Lori. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
Hi. I have a couple questions for Oscar.
Oh, do you?
will we ever have tech 411 again?
Oh, look at this. Yeah. It's a cake and cookie situation. Yes, I've reached out to Todd. He's reached out to his people. They're reaching out to my people. Hopefully Friday, if he'll make it happen.
Oh, so the reunion show is Friday.
Everybody tell Todd that Friday's reunion show, make it happen.
Friday.
Can you tell me what Apple did to my Apple podcast app?
Oh, the upgrade.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
We'll take a deep dive on Tech 411.
Really? So did they mess things up again? Was that a dog? Did I hear a dog?
Yes, I'm sorry.
What kind of pooch do you have there?
He's a boxer pit.
Miniature. Is this a difficult question? It's your dog, for God's sake.
Yeah, Lori. Did you mess up your dog like Apple updated their podcast app?
You just say, is it a mutt? Is it a hybrid? Is it just a combination of other dogs?
Yes, he's of mixed origin.
Yeah, that is a very feminine bark for a boxer pit mix. Mm-hmm. What have you done to that dog?
Boxer pit, yeah.
Lori, you're nervous. Yeah. We love you. Bye. New Tech 401 coming your way.
Sam from the Outer Banks, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Sam.
Good morning from the Super Slab.
Send another push notification out. I'm Wide Open Wednesday,
done.
Please. Thank
done.
You.
No,
Sam, yeah, well, go ahead. No.
Yeah, doing the super slabs here this morning, tried to dodge all the Trump voters with one foot in a grave as we head down to your state. God.
Yeah, I know.
My wife, we banked shows for the trip, and you mentioned last week getting thrown out of Walt Disney World, and we're actually going for a day, courtesy of their media relations. That's nice having a job that you can actually get those free comps. But can you explain exactly the getting ejected from Walt Disney World story that you and Don had many years ago, so she can understand. I couldn't explain it to her.
When Disney, and I think they still do, I haven't been invited on one in a long time, but what Disney used to do is Disney would have radio tours, and when they would be opening a new attraction, they would wheel in all these DJs from around the country for an exclusive, and they'd always sell it to DJs and radio stations like it was this big exclusive deal.
Right.
And because DJs love free stuff and a free trip to Disney, wow, isn't that special? They would promote it not only to the DJs, but the DJs would turn around and put it on their radio station station and turn it into a promotion, which was super, super exclusive.
Of all disc jockeys, they chose you.
But here's the trick on this particular these radio tours. They did it for 500 radio stations.
Yeah.
So it was not in any way exclusive, but every radio station could say, we'll be broadcasting live. And you'd go to New York, we'll be broadcasting live at Disney. You'd go to California, we'd be broadcasting live in Disney. And they would do it, and they would sell it, and it would be this big, big package.
Big to
and
do.
They had a pecking order down there. They would put certain disc jockeys in the crappy Disney hotels, and then they'd put the DJs like Z100 up in New York, they'd put them in the Grand Floridian.
Ooh.
And they had a pecking order, and we became aware of that, where we were like at the second tier of hotels, and then there were DJs at the lesser motels around the area. If you were staying in Kissimmee, you weren't probably
Market 300
super
valued, where all the employees live.
So what they would do is they would do that, and then we would be ferried off early in the morning, because we did a morning show, to the Disney attraction or the middle of the park. And we'd have to sit there and pad and do a regular show. And the only reason we could do a regular show is because, by the way, grab this guy, Chad, and put him on hold. He's called 9 times and hung up, and I'm getting very frustrated. Who's answering the phones in the back?
Diego.
Adrian.
Oh, okay.
We got
there
him.
There you go. There he is. All right. So the thing is, they put us out there, and we do, I guess what? Let me do 6 to 9. I think 9 o'clock maybe the park
opens at 9.
But even if it opens at 9, it wouldn't be kicking until you were off the air. You were really in like a Scooby-Doo abandoned amusement park.
Yeah, and then the DJs would be around us. And so by the time the people arrived, which is really the whole thing we wanted to do,
right,
because we wanted to F with the people, we'd be chomping at the bit. And what we did was we did wedgie checks, where we noticed that all the people that were coming into the park, a lot of them had wedgies, where the classic wedgie
with the material, fanny pack wedgie.
The material in their pants would go up in the crack of their butt. And so we do a new, hi, where are you doing? I'm Phil. Where are you from, Phil? I'm from Wisconsin. Hey, Phil, it's great. You know, you got a wedgie? And it was hysterical, and it was funny.
Wedgie is also tame for Don and Mike. You know,
it's
fun. It's something creative.
It's tame for
it's
us.
Fun.
It's super tame, yes. But they wasn't tame for the Disney people.
No.
And they sent their, and at one point they put police tape around our broadcast site, because guys, we need you to stay within this. And so then we would be interviewing people, and we'd try to get them to walk by us and say hi. And people were afraid, because we're doing a radio show. And, you know, and we were aggressive, because that's what we did. And it was, and then we ended up being not invited back, and we were
disinvited.
Banned.
Disinvited.
We were banned from Disney. But we had a good time when we were there.
But I will say this. This is the first time I had ever heard the phrase wedgie when I was listening to this. So, you know, you taught me the word wedgie, Mike.
Wedgie, must be very proud. I'd gotten one when I worked tobacco a long time ago. Let's go to Chad in Leesburg, Virginia. Chad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
Chad, can I ask you a question? I noticed, because I monitor these calls up here, and I noticed that you've been on the phone maybe 3 or even 4 times with Diego and then lost the connection. What happened?
Well, the first time I called up, all I heard was him say something really fast, and then I hung up. That I didn't even hear anything, and then the next time my cell phone cut out because I was walking outside of my office.
Got it.
Well, now we got you, Chad. It's all you. What can we do for you?
Actually, Mark, I want to thank you for mentioning Mindhunters on Netflix. I've been binging it for the last 2 days, and I'm almost at the end of it, and it is the greatest show.
It is so good, isn't it?
Stranger Things.
It is so good.
It's so creepy and great, and when you look it up into where a lot of these killers were actually real people, and you start reading into them, it's kind of insane.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten on a real deep dive on Mindhunter on Netflix. It's a great new show that they promoted the hell out of on Netflix. And the only question I would have is how much of this stuff that I know it's a fiction. I know it's written for fiction with real serial killers that they interview. But I am constantly thinking I have to do a dive on this as to whether or not with that show, how much of that is based on fact that they had this unit, that they went out and they did these interviews, and it's really an amazing character study. I mean, there's so much brilliance in these TV
Mike,
shows.
Mike, it's a smash hit. Look, I mentioned it in passing. And Mike says to, I was talking to Shannon, Mike says to watch Mindhunter. And I literally a day later go into my Netflix to start Mindhunter.
Right.
And Shannon had watched all of them.
It's
and I
crazy.
Looked at her and I said, hello. I said, right. Mike says we should watch it. Not
where does
you.
She, where does she find the time?
I said, how about less Mindhunter, more dry cleaning? Because it hasn't come to the house yet.
Well, you
it
better is... get ahead of it because, you know, Stranger Things comes out this weekend.
Oh, my God.
So we got to get back on the
Mindhunter
barb train.
First.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel about Stranger Things the way I feel now about This Is Us. I think Stranger Things is going to go.
I really hope it doesn't. Because This Is Us has been like a kick to the nads this season.
Yeah, it's terrible. And it's nice to see other people are writing about mm-hmm. how bad that show is. Mindhunter, if you want to know what it is, it's basically a behavioral science unit of the FBI that goes out and interviews serial killers. And if you want to hear terror, I am very, very serious. The first guy that they linger with will make you want to lock your door, double check your door, double check your cars, double check your windows. It is so disturbing.
Wow.
It's amazing. I really think it's deserving all the press it's getting. Let's go to Jim in New York, Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Here's our number, 888-920-6673. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the bonus show last week. Anytime that Larry gets to talk to Oscar's mom, it's great. Anytime you bring up Linda's bagels and peanut butter, I go crazy. So.
You know, it sounds, Jim, it sounds to me like you're doing a little Larry King on your own here right now.
I was thinking about it the whole time. I'm not trying to. It's really my voice.
Your voice is fascinating. I could put you on a promo right now. I'm a student of the human voice. It's very interesting. It's like you said, you could put you on a promo right now. This is Jim. Jim. Hey, Jim, can you say one thing for me since I like the sound of your voice? I've got a phenomenal deal on a 2002 Camry. Can you say that for me?
Phenomenal deal, 2002 Camry. Put you on hold with it right now.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
That voice reminds me, Mike, I was talking to my Aunt Gail last weekend, and she actually had dealings with a guy who called himself Don the Box Spring King.
Oh, my God. You know, this mattress ain't going to work without a box spring.
I'm Don, the box spring king.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Awesome. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Great.
Going well. How are you, sir?
Good. Just sitting outside of a dog park killing some time and saw the alert pop up on the app and said, well, I'll give you a call.
Well, I mean, obviously you're a can-do, go-getting guy. If you're
Thanks,
hanging
man.
Out at a dog park on a Wednesday.
Sure.
I think that's a good thing. So what are your little pooch's names? Do you have 1, 2, 3, 8?
I have one. He's a lab pit mix. His name is Sirius. Like a dog star.
Nice.
Or the radio.
Yeah, very cool.
Or lab, the tone of this call.
Lab pit I've never seen before. I wonder what that looks like. That's crazy.
He looks like a generic black dog.
Oh, okay.
What can we do for you, Sean?
So I'm getting married next year, and I'm wondering if you have any advice about wedding bands, like what type to get, because I'm remembering Jimmy Fallon falling and ripping his finger off, and Oscar just got married.
Well, let me show you mine. I've got it on the camera right here. You can't say this. I'm going to show the guys. There's my...
Oh, that's right.
Mine's gone. Wait, mine's gone.
You lost it?
I've lost my wedding band. Oh,
Mike!
I put it when I'm on the driving range because I take it off because the velocity that I'm swinging the club at is so blistering it'll break my fingers.
Yeah, it'll bend. The weight imbalance.
Now, I usually put it in my golf bag or I put it in my pocket. Well, I put it in my pocket. Carla picked up the pants off the floor, ran them through the laundry, and the wedding band is gone. But I would tell you, if you want a nice cheapo, go get a tungsten one. One made out of steel. Mm-hmm. They're super cheap. You just got one, didn't you, Oscar?
Yeah, mine was $120. And I looked at the guy, I said, you have more of these? He goes, these are the most common wedding bands that are sold these days.
Yeah.
I said, right. Yeah, good, because I'll be back. I'm going to lose this. Not because I want to. Mm-hmm. It's just as a man who I don't wear jewelry, and I never really have.
Right.
So it's weird to have it on. So at any point where I'm washing my hands or I'm eating a peanut butter sandwich or something that I think is going to get messy, I take the ring off.
Right.
Because cleaning peanut butter off your ring is not the way to go. So I would say, sir, I would agree with Mike. Get something light and cheap. And you will lose it.
Or, and $120, by the way, that's for a great one.
Yeah.
You can go full class. go 14 karat gold with the comfort fit, but only if you think the marriage is going to last.
But you've never lost yours, have you?
Lost it for a few days in France and actually found it. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, but he wears it as a belt now on his finger.
It's grown in.
That's sort of a fat joke, but not really.
Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Bill. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning and welcome to Wide Open Wednesday. A belt on his finger. Hello. Hi, you sound like when I talk to my sister up in Boston, that fantastic, unbelievable Boston infrastructure for cell phone technology. Are you in the middle of the city? Because it sounds like you are.
No, I'm coming out of Worcester right now, headed towards Boston. I'm a truck driver.
Worcester,
Mass. That was my grand... Hey, that's about Worcester. My grandmother was born there. My father went to Holy Cross, and I know Worcester. What can we do for you, Bill?
Hey, I see you guys. You guys got the inn now with the House of Blues in New Orleans. Okay, now we got one here in Boston. So, Austin, you got to get on that.
Oh, ooh. Boston!
House of Blues in Boston could be fun.
I'll call Kathy and see what our accommodations are.
That's it. Yeah, we stay at the house.
I'll be on the 10th floor of Kathy's townhouse.
We'll have to kick her out. Yeah, you know what? A New England show could be a possibility someday. We
hell
could do that.
Yeah.
We love New England, and I'm a New Englander, so that would be cool. Speaking of New England, let's go to Scarborough. We're going to Scarborough right now, Scarborough, Maine, and let's say it had Dan from Scarborough. How are you? You call a lot, Dan. How are you?
I just thought I'd call today at Radio God. I have a question for Oscar.
Ah, more ball breaking, please.
Okay. Oscar, is your friend Schmosker concerned at all with the Harvey Weinstein effect that will have on the casting couch that are on certain kind of websites?
Ah, I understand that. Schmantana, I actually had a big sit down with him, and I said, look, man, your proclivities and perversions, they're not as funny as they used to be after these revelations in Hollywood.
Yeah, I had a sit down with him.
And the backroom casting subscription you have, you may want to think twice about that because it's being frowned upon. And he said, look, man, lighten up. These are all actresses. They know they're getting into the adult business. Right, I'm not promising them anything or threatening them.
Hey, I've seen those websites you go to, for Christ's sake. Don't worry about it, sir. There'll practically be a Weinstein channel coming up soon on those.
It's going to be a category.
That's right. Hold on, callers. We'll take more when we start the Mike O'Mara Show right here, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody. Everybody just wants to sit in a room and binge watch shows on Netflix for 18 straight hours. You're not supposed to do that. That's why when you do, Netflix goes, are you still watching? You don't have anywhere to be. I like Netflix, but I do miss going to stores to rent movies. It was a fun time. Also, anytime I went to rent something, I actually picked something. I never went in there, wandered the aisles for an hour, look at every movie, pick nothing, and then go to bed. Also, anytime I rented a movie, I committed to it. It didn't matter how bad it was. I put it in. I'm like, this sucks. But it's my fault that it's here. What am I going to go back to Blockbuster and be like, you let me rent this? I have shut movies off on Netflix for no reason. Nothing. Opening credits start and they're in italics. I'm like, really? Italics? What is this, a PowerPoint presentation?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. We're a worldwide podcast and radio show. We have loyal listeners. They get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. And we are glad to have you with us. Tell a friend, spread the word. We would love to get more listeners to this program. And every single week, we grab more listeners. Yes. We are delighted to have you with us. We're on demand and heard 24/7 on our TMOS app. That's the app that a lot of people call every day on Wednesday. We are very happy about that. You can reach us today on Wide Open and Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Get it? Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health. But still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. When I'm using my Quip toothbrush, one of the cool things are they tell you do a little dab of the toothpaste.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
You don't overdo it. That's the proper way to do it. Instead of putting a big slathery slime thing on there, you just do a teeny little dab of their wonderful Quip anti-cavity toothpaste.
Great.
And then you put the big, the little sleek toothbrush in your mouth, and it vibrates and it brushes your teeth, and I love mine. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You're going to love it. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush, and it is a great deal.
Yes.
And we have a ton of calls standing by on Wide Open Wednesday. Let's go to Tim from my state, the great state of Florida, featured again today in news you may not need.
No kidding.
Yes, constantly.
Mike, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I really love my Quip toothbrush. My wife says my breath is hardly terrible at all anymore.
That's delightful.
That's an endorsement.
And,
that is.
I'm so glad. What a stirring endorsement of our sponsor that is, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, you're a good friend of Bill O'Reilly. I know you've interviewed him.
Yeah, we're chummy.
You were roommates.
We're super buds.
At Maris.
We're tight. Yes.
So, hey, what would you or Oscar or Rob let Bill O'Reilly do to you? $32 million.
Oh, my. Great question. Great question.
Oh, God.
I'll start.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rob. What would you do?
I would let him do something that would make him never want to bite his nails again.
Oh, that is so nasty. Oh, that is so nasty.
That's it?
$32 million?
Everyone's got a price. Yeah. I think $32
Oscar,
million is
know?
My price. Yeah.
$32 million.
$32 million.
What would you let him do?
I'd let him me.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
I was going to do something a little more broadcast friendly and perhaps even a more humorous response. I'd let him give me a cat bath. Thank you.
That said, would he have to enjoy it? Do you think he would be into that? Or?
A cat bath.
A cat bath. You know, I tell you, I'd be clean and shiny, and I'd smell like tobacco.
A lot of people don't know that Bill O'Reilly has a very rough tongue, like a cat.
And then all you know, and maybe like when you'd watch, listen to his podcast that night, he'd be in the middle of it going, "Now let's take a look at talking talking points."
My hairy chest.
Let's go to Bob.
Can you imagine?
Bob from Northern New York, up around Rochester and Buffalo and that part of the world. Hi, Bob. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, Mike, it's even farther. It's right on the border of Canada.
What town?
I know, Rob. I have called you before from the great Northern New York, looking over into Canada. But today I'm calling you. I'm down in near Utica, and I need a little good luck from you guys. I'm down here for a job interview. So,
what are you? Do you mind us asking what you're interviewing for?
Electrical superintendent.
And what do you think your chances are?
I believe I have a really good chance. I did email you guys before. I work with
positive.
A real C upstairs up north, and I'm getting away from her, so that's a positive.
Wow! All right.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing to the interview?
I got my black suit, white shirt, and a black, red, and gray striped tie.
No shoes?
No shoes, barefoot today.
Okay, good.
We wish you the very best. I hope you. Will you let us know if you get the job, please?
Absolutely, Mike. And in all honesty, I've written a few times. You guys have helped me through some tough stuff, and I just been listening since day one. And I spread the word as best I can, and I try to utilize any of your sponsors. So
attaboy.
Just keep it up. Keep up the good fight, and keep
doing what you do because I love
it. Bob, mention contact one of us on social media and let us know if you got the job, and we'll announce it on the show just because we'll keep it generic. But I wish you the very, very best of luck. Dan from Ticonderoga. I love that name. Can we bring the Squire in to say that name? Oh. Because it has
yeah,
to
please.
Be.
All right. Mr. Cook.
Ticonderoga. Thank you. Bye. Dan, you're on the show.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I haven't called in a while, so I thought I'd let everybody know I was still alive.
Oh, thank God. Oh. Dan's still alive. I am so happy that Dan is still alive. Dan is on the show. Rob, Dan's on the show.
Thank Christ.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, gentlemen. And I just wanted to say break a leg in NOLA this year.
Hold on a second. Nice. Is this?
Thank you.
Is this Dan Town?
Why, yes, it would be.
He got so excited. That hump.
Dan Town. ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our stock tip of the day. Let's go to Muhammad. Muhammad is calling from Woodbridge.
Front selling it now.
It is time. Muhammad, if you're going to call every week, I'm going to definitely front sell it now. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, Rob, we will get next week if Muhammad calls in on Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
That'll be the last show before we head down to NOLA. And if Muhammad calls in, we'll have to get some elements for him.
I think the stock value.
Stock elements. Muhammad, what is the stock tip of the day?
Trump stock, Boeing, BA.
Boeing.
Mohammed, these are all winners already. Yeah. The man's track record. I think Boeing's up 70%.
Yeah. It's like asking for a beer recommendation and someone saying it's called Budweiser. Budweiser. You can
Muhammad,
find it.
Mohammed, that is wonderful. I love your consistency.
Boeing.
Thank you. Anything else or can we move on?
That's it, Mike. You're a legend.
Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you, Muhammad. That's my favorite call of the day. That is my favorite call. We got more calls than we know what to do with. We have an N Diamond from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello,
Russia?
Sir.
Love of the Rocks. Ain't no surprise.
It's a person doing a Nicky Diamond impression.
A poor Nicky Diamond.
That's okay.
Hey, you know what he could be?
I like that.
You know, was all the rage now are porn parodies.
Oh, yeah.
So he could be the porn parody Nicky Diamond.
Yeah, Rule 34. Boy, I'll tell you, that's two porn references in one phone.
Rob, what's going on?
Bill from Boston, you're on the Mike O'Meara. Did we talk to you a minute ago? Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I got cut off somehow. Sorry.
Oh, you did? Yeah. No, you didn't know we moved on. We moved on with the next call.
Ben cut off somehow when Mike hung up on you.
No, he called. We chatted with him. We had a nice exchange.
I thought that conversation was over. I didn't know there was a second
part. It was
over.
I determine it. Ben from Susanville, California. That's where all the Susans live.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, I was just wondering, when did Jack Kent Cook become the Squire for TMLS?
What do you mean?
The Squire sounded just like Jack Kent Cook.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I think this man is confused.
He is very confused.
The name of the of Jack Kent Cook when he was alive was the Squire.
His
that was
nickname.
One of his nicknames.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You are. Thank you for the call, everybody. That's it. And that's the end of Wide Open Wednesday for today. We tore through them, ladies and gentlemen.
Great call.
We will take a break. When we come back, I have to tell you about a very special live performance for the entire Von Trapp family. That's right. We are all going to be performing this evening. Ooh. And I will bring a visual aid in just a moment as you enjoy the song Stylings of Lou Rawls, WAVA.
Lady Love. Your love is peaceful.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Meara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. your passport to a great time in the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live, always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If all of a sudden you needed major surgery, would you try to handle it yourself? Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
So why would you try to handle your own refinancing without, or your refinancing, without knowing exactly what you're doing? That's your money on the line. What you need is an expert. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get you refinanced quickly, easily. Right now, interest rates mighty low, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money. Every month, they can show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need, like a real surgeon for that major surgery. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to the best financial plan and get you there fast. Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana. Woo! Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. Great calls today. Let's take one more because we do have one guy standing by, and I want to get rid of this before we move on. Patrick from Tracy, California. I know that part of the world. Very, very pretty up there, but maybe dealing with some tough times now. Patrick, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you guys because I've been with you through every incarnation of the show, carried you around the world, 13 countries, 33 states. You're always on my MP3 player. But I have a quick question for Rob.
Sure.
I'm sorry, a quick question for Oscar. Product review on the Swash.
Oh,
I know you use that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Is that worth it?
Oh, so my Swash?
No, I'm
okay. You haven't bought it. I'm going to give you my product review. And Mike, you have one of these at home as well. As far as dry cleaning is concerned, if you dry clean on a regular basis, especially if you've got like a real suit job and you have to go every day, the wear and tear on your shirts is something that I've always dealt with, especially when I was in business school.
Yeah.
But with Swash, that completely takes that out of the equation. And if you don't know at home, it's essentially a dry cleaner for your home that gets you, it's the in between taking it to the dry cleaner and actually getting a few more wears with a fresh shirt.
It will refresh your shirt.
Yeah, and they're a great sponsor of the program, and I fully endorse them. The price point on those machines have actually come down.
Wow.
So you can get a machine for less money now, and if you've got the space in your home, definitely get one.
There's a sign in my dry cleaner, and it says the average shirt can survive about 120 cleanings, and if you use the Swash, it extends it amazingly.
Also, it doesn't shrink your shirts and or dress shirts or the sweaters or anything like that. That's the one.
And they got one. They got that one for free, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's a Swash and pick
well, that
one
was
up today.
That was a question.
That was a question. That's right. I think that's
I love
that's
it. Wonderful. I still love it.
That's I mean, it's I've got mine, and it's for a super quick way of taking a shirt, throwing it in there. You know, you got it, and even if you got a clean shirt and it's got some wrinkles in it, you want to throw it in the Swash,
refresh.
It'll come out like it's been pressed.
Beauty,
fantastic. Welcome to the show. Whoa, big day in the O'Mara household. I will take my headphones off now because I, for the purposes of
the set,
showing you with a visual aid, we have Trunk or Treat Day today.
Yes, it's a week. It feels like it's a week early.
Yeah, it seems so early for
well, it's early because, you know, they're doing trunk or I don't understand why they're doing it now, but I guess so if everybody has different Halloween things they want to do on the day itself, they can do it. But it's going to be trunk or treat. My little guy was out walking the dogs with me in his full pirate uniform, and usually there are 100 people in the neighborhood. I wanted everybody to see him, and of course it was a ghost town.
Yeah.
No one was around, but that's the way they roll. And so he wasn't able
let
to
let you down again.
Will anybody see me? And I said, well, tonight when we go to Trunk or Treat, we're actually bringing our car over there. We're going to decorate our car. It's going to be awesome.
Aww.
And mommy will be a pirate. Her name is Peg.
Peg because of her leg.
I don't. That's what I said. And you know how Carla works, Rob. I looked at her. I said, Peg. Oh, you're going to have a peg leg. Yeah. She said, no.
She said, huh?
What? So why do you
we
want
could
to be
take
called?
This broomstick and tie your leg around your around your back, and you can actually walk around with this broomstick.
Mm-hmm.
That could be something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to have the
Peg is
the,
short the for Margaret.
Mike,
what?
You don't sound.
I'm having a little trouble hearing Rob. What?
Peg is short for Margaret. Maybe that's why she's going with it. I'm just trying to think why she wouldn't go with the obvious. It's yes. so obvious. It drives me crazy that she wouldn't think Peg Leg.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger room?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Mike, I really don't Mike, know. Mike, your day started out with disappointment when no one was on the streets to see your wonderful son dressed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because he looks so cute. I should have taken a picture of him, but I do that enough. He looked adorable. And, you know, I mean, he's got a store-bought suit, you know, a little pirate suit, but it's so adorable on him. And he's just, I mean, he's at that stage now where he looks cute in anything. But I said about a month ago, I said, why don't we go all in? Why don't we take the car over and be one of those cars that hands out the candy?
Sure.
And then we'll have the best of both worlds. So I said, we'll do a little pirate motif. And Rob sent me some pirate music today. For that we're going to play in the car.
Perfect.
And then Mama's going to be a pirate, and Daddy's going to dress up as a pirate. I got a pirate shirt, but yesterday my pirate hat arrived, and I got a scary pirate hat.
Okay.
The hat itself is scary?
Sizing for hats traditionally has been troublesome for both of you guys,
yeah,
right?
And how...
Arr, me hearty.
Oh, my God.
That is scary.
How do the glasses scare you?
You look like Rick James.
Yeah. It looks like you could be, you know, from Jamaica.
Yeah.
A pirate from Jamaica.
Come on. Yeah, man. Here
we go. This or maybe in Kid Rock's band.
Oh, my God. Mike, when you saw the description of the pirate hair / hat, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it is a black hat with hair that cascades out of it. Unkempt.
No, it's the tattered hat. It's like what you would see in Pirates of the Caribbean, where the hat is like shredded. You know what I mean? It's not hair coming down. It's
those
the
are
top
all pieces. Again, the camera did it no justice. Then it just looked like you were Milli Vanilli for 2 seconds. Yeah.
It's like this. Oh, it's a shredded hat.
Shredded.
Okay, I see.
It's shredded. Like you want to.
Arby Hardy.
That makes sense. How are you going to do your teeth?
Yeah,
I don't. I have to get the stuff. I might go to the Walmart and grab some of the teeth wax.
Now, just because the people that work at Walmart look like they use it doesn't mean they sell it.
Well, they'll have something because it's.
They'll have something there. Have something I'm going to go cheap. There. And then I'm going to darken the eyes. Carla's got the eye patch concession, so she's wearing the eye patch.
Peg will have the eye patch.
So yeah. I will do that. And then I've got the pirate shirt, and I'm wearing black shirts and sandals because that's what Florida pirates wear.
Sure.
What's the plank?
We're not even doing the plank thing. Carla was like, you know, it's like all these ideas. Hey, we'll do this and we'll do this and we'll do. And then the day comes. It's like, okay, what time do we have to get over there? 5 o'clock. Okay. Do you really want to do the plank thing? I said, no, just let the kids walk up and get
candy.
All
you need is a 1x6. It's such a great idea.
Okay. Why don't you go out and get it, Mr. Man?
Well,
okay. Why don't you run out and
get it? You in time.
No, I mean, it's just, no, we don't have time. I don't want to go to the wood store.
The wood store. Hi, my name is Mike and I'm here at the wood store. Do you sell pieces of sticks for building?
84 lumber. What are we going to do after it's done? What are we going to do after it's done?
You could use it to build a birdhouse.
Or give it to the church. Say, yeah, this is one piece of a cross. You get another one, you're good to go.
Yeah. Halfway there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be exciting. But it's going to be fun. And then
how about drinking? You had mentioned that.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. It's not appropriate. It's in a church parking lot. My pastor's probably going to be there. You know, and I don't want to be there. I'm a pirate. How you doing? With breath.
I think the breath would be a bigger issue because you handle your liquor well.
Are you not as excited for this as you were two days ago?
I'm extraordinarily excited. But by the time it comes today, I'm leading the show with it. I'm very, very excited. I'm thrilled to do this, so I'll be really looking forward to it. It should be a big fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what? I'm thinking if they don't have any sort of black tooth blackening agent, you know what you could use? A black juji fruit.
Oh, yeah. Might be a lot easier.
And
might
tastier.
Be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that,
juji
too.
Juji fruit.
You can eat it when it falls out. Just take all the black ones and you can update it. If it comes loose, you can just update it. And go,
that's true. And you know what's always a good joke is put a green one in your nostril. Sure,
you know what I might do? I said to Carl, and she got kind of concerned. I said, hey, it's not really an official Halloween unless I make a child cry.
I see you're a little princess. If you want candy, you're going to have to come by me.
And you'll say that to a boy.
Look, Mike, I love my father, but if he did anything fun like that when I was a kid, like, I don't remember it. Like, my dad, like, he showed up after
my
Halloween.
My dad didn't either. My dad, like, my dad came to a lot of things. My dad came to a lot of Little League games, but I never remember him. When my sister was a kid, my mom set up the garage. We had a New England-style small Cape house that I was raised in. And the house was situated on the lot next to a rock ledge. It was a very unusual lot. My dad loved it that way. It wasn't your standard little square lot that in my town. And he got a good deal on it because it was an unusual lot to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked the fact that it was up against a ledge. So the house sat sideways. And the garage, instead of being on the side of the house, was actually the front of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
And my mom set up in the garage. This is when my sister was little. A cauldron with dry ice, and she dressed up as a witch, and she was stirring that, and the kids would come down the driveway, and my mom would be hee-hee-hee-hee. And then by the time I became Halloween age, my mom had blown that off.
Of course.
So, hey, sorry, Mary, but it's the truth. You did it for Kathy. You didn't
let it go.
Yeah, you want to know an amazing thing that will probably surprise you, as it did me, is when I was like maybe 3 or 4, my father worked for a company that's still around called MITRE. They're based in the Tysons area. And for the MITRE Christmas party, my dad was Santa Claus. And all the kids got to come up and sit on his lap because he was probably the heaviest employee at MITRE at the time. And did you know, I didn't know about it until about 10 years later when he told me.
Oh, man. And you actually, didn't know he was Santa?
He
was
so you me. Sat on Santa's lap and you thought it was really Santa and it was your dad.
It was my dad.
Well, he wasn't around that much when you were little,
he was around then. Yeah.
Just for the holidays.
I was a
holidays.
Santa. I was a Santa. Remember when I was a Santa at the bar when I did the Sunday, the Sunday for the homeless shelter, and I did that at the bar and I was Santa. I have that. That's lying around somewhere. Might be up in Maine. The whole. I got the full suit. I got the
you
full
could
Santa
be Santa now.
I could be Santa now, but, you know, you do Santa once when you've performed that wonderful task.
It is a wonderful job.
Know. You know what? I get. Look, there are two types of people. They're the people that are the professional Santas, which, by the way, you know, over the last 10 years, have you seen the explosion? All they have to do is go down to Patriot Harley-Davidson and just go, excuse me. Would you like to be Santa? Fat ass, goatee beard,
Santa.
Fat man, fat bad breath, bad teeth, bad nose hair, ear hair,
nose
big
hair
white beard,
Santa.
Fat, leather vest.
Chaps.
Would you like to be Santa? God.
Some side
cash. I remember those meetings with all those people. It's just like, hey, Mike, welcome to the Harley Owners Group. You know, I mean, I remember the breath.
How's my little weekend warrior?
Summer booked with Santa gigs.
Mrs. Claus has tattoos.
You know, you get the professional Santas that are, you know, what is that, one step above the guys that are holding the signs? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing is that the ones that, if you can nail down like a Tyson's Corner
gig.
Oh,
my God. If you get
one month, it'll make your year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Worth the suit alone.
And then there was the guy in Richmond. When I was in school, he was called Sergeant Santa, and he'd work it so it was an all-year-round thing. Like, he had a green Santa suit for St. Patrick's Day, and he did Easter stuff. This guy wouldn't let it go. He was a creep.
That's what I'm saying. There's a creep factor with people
absolutely.
That really dig it.
One of my good friends, she gets a Santa for one of her son's birthdays or daughter's birthdays every year, right? Because it's in December. It's a big holiday party.
I was saying the birthday was in August.
Yeah.
Right.
So I asked her, I was like, how much does a Santa, this guy look just like Santa? And she goes, he makes $1,000 a gig.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a very lucrative
in this
way
area,
to do
in this DC area. Is $1,000 to walk around and eat people's food and drink?
And the thing is really, he doesn't pay the elves anything.
Well, when you're talking about the store Santa's now, I don't care whether it's any retail shop like a Bass Pro Shops or a mall or whatever. I want the real beard. If I go in and I see a fake beard on the Santa, it's like, I'm sorry, you could have done better.
Yeah.
You could have, especially down here in West South Florida.
Yeah.
You could seriously walk into a diner, stand at the door and go, excuse me, I've got a proposition for you.
And
you'd
Mike,
be good at it.
He can't be tanned.
No.
Like,
Santa,
if you've got sunburn and you're Santa.
You go being racist again.
I'm just saying, you can't look at, you've been on vacation Santa the whole time. You got to look at, you haven't seen the sun.
Vacation Santa. You can actually find a lot of good Santa Clauses on the Dodgers.
By the way, so, yeah. Man, they're up 1-0. Did you see the game yesterday? Did you watch it?
It was great. It was 2.5 hours. It was the shortest game ever.
I wanted to get 9 hours of sleep so I could be a pirate.
Dodgers.
I realize I'm looking at this right now with the glasses. Can I look any more like a doofus dork? Imagine if you saw a pirate like this in Pirates of the Caribbean. Hi, I think I'll do your accounting. Yes, sir. I'm your pirate.
The shirt
yes.
will make it.
You can toughen it up. If anybody can toughen that up, you can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to black the beard out. I'm going to get the beard super dark.
Oh,
and then it's just a question of the makeup. And I do have a good pirate shirt, which is going to be fantastic. But I don't have a big belt, and I don't have swords.
Well.
And yes. What? What do you mean, well? What?
You
what?
Have a pretty big belt. I do, too.
I don't have a pirate belt,
oh,
ass.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the
where's
size.
My demo? Just get my... Go to music. Come on, goddamn.
Carla, Carla probably has... Has better belts that you could use.
That's
possibly
true.
For you. Because women have thicker belts.
I've got a biker belt that's Ooh. Got like kind of iron crosses on it for biker stuff.
Yeah.
And so, what am I saying? It was from my white supremacist rally. That's what it was from. Yeah, I'll put that on there.
Where'd
we'll
you get
take
that
a break.
Hood?
Hey, t-shirt news coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. A lot of been asking about t-shirts for Nola. Sorry about that. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week, More Broadcasting presents a show you won't want to miss. It's the 200th episode of AmeriCast. Marcus Sirtis celebrates with 2 in-depth interviews.
I had nothing better to do with my time.
This week, Marcus talks with 2 of the biggest names in the More Network, Mike O'Mara.
Now it's such a wonderful part of my day. I love it. I love it.
And Tony Perkins.
Doing the show provides me with a great release. It is extremely helpful to my psyche.
Download and celebrate today. AmeriCast, available on iTunes, on the TMOS app, or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
All right, tomorrow's the day. We got to get our act together and have our automatic draft
yes.
on Draft. It's the new app that everybody's talking about. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. With Draft, you play real live snake drafts. You do it with other people. We do it every single week. I said that I would get involved in 25 drafts. I'll probably... be doing that. Draft lets you they last for a week, and there's no management, no salary cap, and I won last week and I feel phenomenal, and you can win too. There is nothing like playing fantasy football on Draft. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft will take care of injuries for you. It's automatic. They start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. I like the auto draft feature on Draft because it lets you it takes you out of the equation, and then you can look at it and say, oh man, I got that guy. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
fun.
It really is a fun way to do it. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Follow me at M. O'Mara on Draft, or you can go from your computer on playdraft.com. The choice is yours. We've got Chalky Colon. That's Rob Spiewak.
Me?
And we've got Oscar F. Santana. That's Oscar F. Santana. So check it out. You got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play for real money. For free, just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. And then follow me, follow Oscar, follow Rob. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. Okay, we are basically 1 week out
yes.
from arriving Woo! In New Orleans, Louisiana.
Boom, bam.
We are making our last-minute preparations for what is going to be a wonderful show at the House of Blues on Saturday night. We are looking forward to getting out there and having a fantastic time. We got a lot of stuff planned. It's going to be very, very exciting. And a lot of you have mentioned the T-shirt factor. In a land long ago, far, far away, we used to bring a truckload of T-shirts to the venues, and they didn't sell until like 3 months afterwards.
Yes.
So we are going to have T-shirts available online. We're going to do that. We will let you know when those come down. It's probably going to hit this weekend where you'll be able to get your NOLA t-shirts in advance.
And they're beautiful.
They're really, really nice, and you're going to love the design. We love, love, love commemorating all our live shows with a t-shirt. This show is no exception, and you're going to love it. Anything that I've left out?
I would say that once you order the shirt, you'll have a bunch of different options, but realistically speaking, it's one less thing to forget in NOLA. It'll be sent to your home. You'll have something special, a solid keepsake.
We realize that a lot of people wanted them as souvenirs to say they've been there, and everybody can get them. You don't have to go to the NOLA show to get your t-shirt, but it's our 2017 live show t-shirt. You're going to love that, and we will have those up available online by... Is Friday?
I think Friday is not a problem.
Be great.
So they're really terrific, and it commemorates our live show at the House of Blues, and we are looking forward to seeing you. It have should you, be a lot of fun.
Have you gotten your suit, Mike?
Not going to wear a suit. Gonna
no,
wear a
no
sport
suit.
Coat.
No
sport
suit.
Coat. Gonna wear a sport coat.
Sport
gonna
coat.
Wear a sport
okay.
coat. That's what
Got
I'm wearing.
It.
I'm not wearing a suit. I choose not to. Thank you. I'll let you two guys bookend me with
okay,
suits.
Okay, we're That'll good. Be, sounds perfect.
Speaking of wardrobe, I had a great meeting with Mitch last night. Mitch was a graduate of Ringling Brothers Clown College. Mm. And Mitch will be handling my makeup.
Ah, look at that.
So, who's Mitch?
Mitch is a guy who lives in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and will be making the drive into NOLA to make sure that my clown character who debuts will have a set presentation. We actually discussed what I'll be doing and the type of clown makeup. This was the greatest thing that Mitch said. Mark Riddell hooked us up.
Yes.
Because Mark spent many years at the circus. Mitch said, I'll bring several noses.
The level of professionalism behind this clowning around.
He gave me four different types of clowns to choose from based on what I was going to do.
Now, don't tell us what you're going to do.
Don't tell us. Don't yes, leave it don't in. Tell keep us. It in your pants, please. But I can't wait. I know you're going to make the right decision. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
and,
but there's a science behind clowning is what you're saying.
This guy knows it all. He does.
That's right. So that's right. And just, yeah, we got a lot of show to do before the clown comes out. Anyway, so I just wanted to.
I'm not sure how that became a negative, but okay.
No, well, you know, it's just, it's your focus.
Two positives become a negative.
I understand. Yeah,
you're,
yes,
you're,
yes.
Your focus. Because ultimately, like we all are, you, Rob, are a narcissist. And so I just want to make sure that you know that, you know, there's a lot going on and it's going to be
it will
all very, very special.
We're all
but
very
I know,
focused
look,
on all
I
issues.
Would, I would be the same if I were you. I would be, I personally am looking forward to your part of the show more than anything else in the show.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
But the entire show is going to be very, very special. And we have t-shirts. And we're all getting down to NOLA next week. It's going to be exciting. Before we go to break, because we're running late, obviously, on Wide Open Wednesday.
Always
I have
do.
To bring this to you. Right before I come in here. I am perusing. I do a last minute kind of peruse once in a while. Sometimes I don't do it where I'm just checking the news headlines. And this jumps off the page at me because I said, no, this has got to be The Onion. This has got to
yes.
be
yeah.
something. Look, in this day of Harvey Weinstein, you're seeing directors. You're seeing restaurateurs that run restaurant conglomerates now. Right. You're seeing a lot of people. This is a tidal
CEOs.
Wave.
CEOs.
CEOs. Sexual harassment allegations are coming from everywhere. This from the Fox News website, and I stopped and I said, this has to be a gag. I
Mike,
still
you,
don't buy
you
it.
Broke this news to us.
Yeah.
We're sitting here like, what?
This it, because it's buried to a certain extent. George H.W. Bush, the old man.
The pop.
Apologizes after sexual assault allegation.
What?
Jesus, yes, listen up. Former President George H.W. Bush. The man who's, let's be honest, is kind of hanging on by a thread, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been in and out of the hospital. President George H.W. Bush has apologized after actress Heather Lind accused him of sexually assaulting her during a screening of her AMC show. The alleged incident, you know, I went back as soon as I read this. I went back, I said, what's the date on this? Is this real? Is it, this said it 9 hours ago on Politico. This
wow.
Girl. The alleged incident occurred 4 years ago. 4 years. Okay, so it happened 4 years ago as Lind posed for a photo with Bush while promoting the AMC show Turn, Washington Spies. Lind wrote on Instagram Tuesday that Bush sexually assaulted her. She said he touched her from behind. From his wheelchair with his wife Barbara Bush by his side, told her a dirty joke, and then touched her again.
Wow.
Lind claimed that Barbara Bush rolled her eyes at Bush as if to say, not again.
Oh.
According to the post, which has since been deleted, this is hinky a little bit.
Okay.
A nearby security guard told Lind that she shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo. What is going on? Is this legit?
I don't know if that. I'm looking for it now. This seems like if you don't. If, again, posts get deleted all the time,
sure.
right? So that's fine.
A representative for Bush Now 93 said the former president might have erred in his attempt at humor. This is the quote. President Bush would never, under any circumstances, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologize if his attempt at humor offended Ms. Lind. the Bush spokesman said in a statement to Fox News.
Mm.
There's so much crap that's out there on the internet.
And it's vague,
and I always get scared that I will be a rube when this comes
down. No, this is everywhere, Mike. This is Business Insider.
Now, is it not?
This is USA Today.
It was on NBC.
This is Fox News. This is highly cited all over Google. So it is Newsweek. Oh, my God.
Right.
Three hours ago.
But it's so vague. I mean, when she's no specific about how he was sexually assaulting her from behind. It could just be he touched her ass.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Like he got wheeled into her.
But look, also, there's a different level.
I'm defending
there's
him.
A different level of
apologies.
And Mike, is it me? But what type of hormones? What type of Viagra are these presidents on? Because I don't look. I know guys in their 30s that can't get into a chick unless she brings in a billy goat into the bedroom, right?
Right.
These guys.
I don't know.
These guys see a pretty girl and they're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Their DNA amazing. Should say that they're done even looking.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And they're looking at cheeks and making dirty jokes.
Yeah.
And Barbara's rolling her eyes.
Yes.
Barbara's rolling her eyes. So anyway,
H.W.
Bush, deal with that. And it just continues. I think more to come. I think you're going to hear more about this to come in the days to
come.
Surreal.
Absolutely surreal.
There we go. Man. Absolutely. We'll take a break when we come back.
Come over here,
news you may not need. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, it's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
It's me, it's Gary S.
And on this week's episode of our show, Ringo Starr is with us.
Wow, don't you love that?
I love it. We get to spend some time with him. We talk about his new album, his new tour, and what he thinks about what happened in Las Vegas. He was there. That's where he is right now performing, and you're going to be surprised by some of the things he says.
Wow, so we don't have anybody else, right? Because that's a huge star.
Well, believe it or not, also on this episode of the show, Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me. Can we still be friends? How about that?
I think that's great. I wish I had been there to tape it.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Halloween is next week, and Amazon is your haunted headquarters. Missing the deals on Amazon would be a grave mistake. All of Satan's minions are shopping through our Amazon portal. The cool kids like Joe DeBorba, he bought live mealworms. Don't trick-or-treat at his house. Don Yeager, or Yager, bought automobile booster seats for his grandkids for their trip to hell. And Krista Novotny bought a new pair of Skechers so she'll easily be able to outrun the zombies when they inevitably attack. Amazon has costumes, candy, and all the horrifying paraphernalia that your haunted heart desires. Yes, shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you but means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app or go through our spooky website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it.
News!
Robert Guillaume, you remember him. He died yesterday after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 89. Guillaume is best known for playing the butler Benson.
Hey, Benson.
Oh, I was hoping you'd do Benson. Governor Gatling today.
Hey, Benson. Benson, I'm the governor, yeah.
On the ABC comedy soap, he did 1977 to 1980, as well as a spinoff called Benson. Which ran from 1979 to 1986. He won two Emmys for playing Benson, one for each show. He was also the voice of the monkey Rafiki in The Lion King, and he was in the 1989 movie Lean on Me. Do you remember his?
Yeah.
He was the school superintendent.
That's right.
Who hired Principal Joe Clark. He was kind of his put-upon friend that Morgan Freeman dealt with. So safe home to Robert Guillaume.
Is it Guillaume? Right when I think it was Goulet or Guillaume. Is it Guillaume?
Guillaume. Robert Goulet is a singer.
Ah, okay.
And he's white.
I love Benson. As a child, that's what was on after school.
Yes.
In a rerun.
Yeah, Benson.
I'd sit there and be like, man, that Benson's the coolest guy in town.
Trivia question, Mike. Who was the announcer on Soap?
Billy Crystal?
It was Rod Roddy.
Really? Rod Roddy?
A younger Rod Roddy before he flew off to Singapore to buy fabric.
And that's the announcer from The Price is Right, Rod Roddy. Bill Murray was in Washington, D.C. on Sunday to present David Letterman with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. And while he was there, he used his celebrity for a little good. The paparazzi was spotted. They spotted him signing autographs for fans, but not for free. He was signing in exchange for donations for Puerto Rico,
wow.
And he was charging $20 for each autograph.
That's
so cool!
Awesome.
Bill Murray gets away with
so
that.
So cool.
One guy tried to hand him $3, and he wasn't having it. Mr. Murray said, "Quote, $3." Go get a job and come back.
Yes. Yes.
That's cool. Bill Murray does cool stuff. If you want to learn how to act really, really loud and fight snakes on a plane, your time is now. Listen to this. This is kind of cool. Samuel L. Jackson will teach an online acting class for a mere $90. It's being offered through MasterClass. Which has, by the way, I signed up for a master class with James Patterson, who is a novelist.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating. They're pretty good, these master classes.
Really?
Master class has already done similar seminars with Steve Martin, Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, and Martin Scorsese. Sam's class will be available sometime this winter, and it'll include more than 20 video lessons, a downloadable workbook, and ability to submit questions to the man himself. Of course, he'll only answer the ones that he wants to because he's Samuel Mother Effin Jackson.
That's right.
Sam says, quote, "I hope students learn that there's no limit to what they can make believe." By the end, they'll be able to walk into a room, present their best self, and be happy with the result. That is Sam Jackson.
That's
doing
great. You know, $90 is less than most textbooks now.
And the access.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the web.
That's
the
so cool.
The path of the righteous man, and I will bring down with furious anger those who attempt to destroy my brothers. Anyway, moving right along. It looks like the low-carb era is over, and we're all back to constantly stuffing ourselves full of bread again. Because according to a new survey, 98% of people say they eat at least one Sammy every week. One sandwich every week. And 39% eat at least three sandwiches a week. Where do you guys line up on the whole sandwich?
I'd say I'm about one or two a week.
I get one a week. One a week.
Turkey. We keep turkey in the fridge.
Yeah, that's exactly turkey.
Love turkey.
At least three a week.
Really?
Yeah, at least three sandwiches. Well, no, I'd say at least two a week.
More if we've had meatloaf.
What do you mean?
Meatloaf sandwich is the greatest
thing in
the world.
Oh, I've never had one
before. Oh, my God. So good.
The five most popular types of sandwiches are subs, grilled sandwiches, deli sandwiches, wraps, and the club sandwich. I am a fan of the club. There's
the club
nothing
rule,
like
a good, a great club with
a
fries.
A great club sandwich is one of the is one of the greatest lunches I think that's ever been invented.
Especially if they put a toothpick in it to hold it together that has like some cellophane on it. It's very pretty.
The colored cellophane gets your food.
Yes.
Pony, how many sandwiches a week for you?
Oh, it's one a month.
There you go.
But Mike, the survey he eats it consistently through the month.
Right. He eats it like a mouse. He nibbles at it. You know, just a crumb a day. The survey also found that 76% of us like to eat sandwiches for lunch. 20% prefer to have them at dinner. 44% of us say we won't share even a single bite of a sandwich, not even with our significant other or our kid. I like to share food. Don't like to share share sandwiches.
Yeah.
Have a bite of this. Don't care for that. Stay away. Here's good news and bad news. The good news: we're probably going to see more of those billion-dollar lottery jackpots soon.
Good.
The bad news, if somehow you don't win, you're going to be out more money than before.
Oh.
You know Mega Millions. You're familiar with that?
Yeah.
Do they teach you that here?
Nationwide.
They announced that they're going to be doubling the cost of their tickets from $1 to $2 as of Saturday. That will make for bigger jackpots, which is what they want, since big numbers drive people to buy tickets. And they have another strategy for making the payouts bigger, and they're also going to make it tougher to win. Isn't that nice? So they're charging more for the lottery ticket, and they're making the odds more difficult.
But other than that,
yay for us, the land of rubes.
Yeah.
America, America, buy a lottery ticket because we're dumb.
Every time there's a larger jackpot, I will sit there and I'll say, I'm better than this. I'm better than this. And I'll say, all right, Shannon, I'm walking to 7-Eleven. Walking to 7-Eleven.
What you got to do is play smart like Grandpa Bob does. Horny Bob Spiewak buys it every week, regardless of jackpot size.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best way to do it.
And he's won.
Oh, that's right. That's what I call that, smart.
And he's won the exact same amount as we have.
The thing is that is there any other product that you can be aware of where everybody is complicit in ripping off the American people. You see the news shows go, hey, what would you do that with that money? Right. Every single, nobody ever really dwells on the fact that you realize, I would love to see a news story saying this is what your odds are. The odds are going to go from 258.9 million to 1 in 302.6 million.
That's like the odds of being struck by lightning twice.
Though that well, that lottery show, I won the lottery that shows what people did with their money. Mm-hmm. And then that's a great look into what can happen. But I also like looking online what happened to them after they were on the show.
Yeah, I do that for the Restaurant Impossible show. Yeah.
By the way, 1 in 302.6 million are the same odds you get from being hit by lightning and sexually harassed by George H.W. Bush on the same day.
On the same day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a jackpot.
Yeah, and then Barbara rolls her eyes.
Hey, he's at it again. That gives it worse odds than the Powerball, which is Mega Millions' competitor. Your odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 292.2 million. Oh, I'm going to play the Powerball then.
Hey, but you know, to bring it full circle, George H.W. Bush's nickname is Powerball.
Because he rolls around.
Powerball raised its ticket prices to $2 a few years back, and since then, they've usually had bigger jackpots than Mega Millions, and so
I play regardless, Mike. I'm the Rube. I'm the Rube that sits there and I'm like, man, we gotta go.
You gotta play to win, Oscar.
It's tough.
You gotta play
always
to
lost.
Win. And now a little something. A man was taken into custody early Monday morning after he barricaded himself inside his Seminole County, Florida home for more than 5 hours. That's according to deputies. The man's wife, her adult daughter, and a child fled the home after the man fired several rounds from a handgun. According to detectives, he then barricaded himself inside and would not surrender to law enforcement, deputies said. Deputies said the man was inside in a room and he was singing. Neighbors were told that they should stay inside their homes.
Yes.
The man, whose name was not released, is undergoing a mental evaluation. You think? The man was taken to jail, but has not completed the booking process. Authorities said he could be charged with domestic violence and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. No one was injured, but of course, because I do it. And when they come up, I don't make it up. They're all Florida stories.
No, they're real. They're real.
Today's Florida slogan of the day.
Oh, so this is a new slogan for the state in which you live.
You'll find some of the Florida slogans are heavy on the comedy. Some of them just reflect the way I really feel.
Understood.
This one is the latter. Florida. Crazy isn't just a concept. It's the way we live every MFing day in this state. Thank you. Thank you. That was really not funny as much as it was just the way I feel.
Yeah, you're sort of a glass half empty type of guy.
Yeah, yeah. And as my Walmart turns up its magnetic field to attract these people as they come from what I thought was a really nice area and you just don't know where they materialize from, and you walk by right outside where the water is, where you can get the bottled water, and a guy's out there going, bleed it, bleed, 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 bleed. And I go, happy Halloween, sir. Anyway, let's move forward. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman?
Ooh.
Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you. While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we're getting ready for our holiday push. After Halloween is normally when we tell you how important it is to buy a Mike O'Mara Show bonus package.
Yes.
This is the time of year where we don't want you to be a parasite, as we've talked about before. We want you to support the show. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to support this program and make sure it keeps on going for a long time. The future of our show depends on you purchasing the TMOS bonus show and doing it right now. You don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has a yummy flavor of pumpkin, as we've told you before. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, don't be a parasite.
Please.
Don't be a bloodsucker. Get the bonus show and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, for Wednesday, October 25, let's get the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Game Game one of the World Series, maybe the hottest World Series game ever. They said it was 103 when they first started the game.
103?
103 degrees.
103.
103 at Dodger Stadium. Also, one of the shortest games in World Series history at like 2 hours, 28 minutes, I think. And most exciting, Larry King behind home plates. You could watch him eat.
Oh, I would have stayed up if I'd known that.
And he was motionless. I mean, absolutely.
Like you think it's weird when we freeze up on Skype?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
But everything around him was like the Matrix. Everything else around him was moving.
We've discussed it before. How much of that is Larry getting a good seat at a game, and how much of it is Larry just knowing he's going to be on TV?
He's owned those seats for years, yeah, Mike.
Has he really?
Years. Okay. Yeah. And I think a little of it is Sean saying, you stay here, we'll come and get you later.
Was he with Sean? Because he's been with another band. No, remember when he was with Mary Hart?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're both Dodger fans, right?
I couldn't spot a celeb on either side of
it. No, it really looked like it was a cutout.
But it was.
Sit next to me, Mary, right here, and I'll pull a George H.W. Bush on you.
Do you like dirty jokes?
Yeah. Where are you going to put that Dodger dog? It was a good game. The first time the Dodgers got up to bat, leadoff batter was Chris Taylor. He had a good start.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
So the first Dodger at bat was a home run, but the game was cinched when Justin Turner hit a two-run homer in the sixth.
High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. Makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one.
Cut baseball, your hair. Wow.
Baseball enjoying quite a resurgence in popularity right now. A lot of people are paying attention to this this storyline. And I'd like to see the Dodgers make it a series, but I'm not sure after last night. The Dodgers look, the Astros, I said, I'd like to make it a World Series.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Dodgers look very, very difficult. And I'll try to say that again when I can speak English. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't give a rat's ass. Can I be honest with you? I tried to fake it just then, but I don't care. You led with the World Series. I didn't watch it last night. It was the Astros and Yankees. That's when I stopped. After that, I was done caring.
I think a lot of
root for
feel
the Astros. Yeah. I root for the Astros. I hope for the city of Houston. They deserve it. But the Dodgers are the Dodgers, and
let's send someone out to Dodger Stadium to see if Larry King is still in his seat.
Maybe we could get an exclusive interview with Larry talking about the World Series.
That'd be good.
That'd be fun.
I'd like that tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly is angry, Mike.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly is angry at God.
Uh-oh.
Because of his sex scandal.
Am I mad at God? Yeah, I'm mad at him. I wish I had more protection. I wish this stuff didn't happen. I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I'm mad at him. If I die tomorrow and I get an opportunity, I'll say, why'd you guys work me over like that? Do you know my children were going to be punished and they're innocent? But then I think about people have a much, much rougher than me.
Think?
And, you know, I'm a big mouth. I'm a target.
That's from his podcast, so I guess that was his choice to put the music under it?
Or why somebody else did
would
it.
Would you do that?
I'm mad at God.
What? Yeah. The millions and millions. What? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Oh, look who's here.
Santana, it might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me because, you know, I'm persecuted. And why I'd say that to God, the Lord Almighty. I'd say, listen.
You mad?
I know more than you do.
You know more than God?
I do. That's what I'd say to him. I said, why'd you work me over like that?
What about the music, Bill?
Were you a soldier of the Lord?
Soldier of the Lord, and when I play that music, when I'm in my den, it makes me cry. Thank you.
Speaking of music, can you name this song?
Match Game.
Close. It is a game show.
Damn it.
I'll give you a hint.
Something about a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
It's the theme to the original Joker's Wild with Jack Barry.
Joker, it's Joker, Joker.
Very different than what we saw last night on TBS.
Joker, Joker, Joker. Remix. Are you ready to beat the devil?
The game is on. Doggy style. It's time to play the Joker's Wild. Man who put the G back in game shows, Snoop Dogg
presents the Joker's Wild, premiered last night on TBS. It's a reboot of Joker's Wild, hosted by Snoop Dogg in a tuxedo.
I'm
Okay, is the rule now seriously that that's going to be the future, that we're no longer going to have the broadcasters doing the Joker's Well, that it's now going to be celebrities, just celebrities in their own right?
Maybe, you know, maybe. Although there is one thing that I really did enjoy is, you know how on the old show, it almost looked like a slot machine where it would spin and a money amount would come up? One of the most common money amounts that would come up was 420.
Ah, built into the show.
I got it.
It sounds like roller derby. Audio side sounds like it's a roller derby.
It went smoother than I thought it would, and he's actually a better host than I thought he was. But they've definitely modernized it, so it's lost that sort of I'm Jack Barry feel. But if you can beat the devil, you will win big money.
Do we have any clips from Snoop?
We do, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Here's a question.
Victor, you have no money. Get you some money, man. Spend that thing.
Let's do this.
Get you some. Joker! Joker! Joker!
How long is Snoop going to do this?
Joker question.
This is for $500.
The question is, in 2017, what Spanish language song became the first video to get 3 billion views on YouTube? Is it Bailando, Chantaje, and Despacito?
Despacito, Snoop. Despacito.
Despacito es correcto.
Was that Snoop doing the accent?
At the end it was, yeah.
Or Shaspazi. Wow.
And the thing that troubles me, though, is anytime a game show involves like a spinning wheel slot machine type thing, it is so easily fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Rigged. And so, we have to wait and see how it works out. But that's.
And that's the amazing thing on game shows, you're right. But it, like with real slot machines, it's not.
No. Weird. Most of the time, it favors the patron,
the
doesn't
house.
It?
Yay.
Yay. All right. Let us close with this. Sexual harassment everywhere in Hollywood.
Man.
But can you believe it? At Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon? Have you heard this? Nickelodeon has fired a male producer after multiple accusations of sexual harassment. Yeah, that's right. He's the creator of Nickelodeon's SpongeBob No Pants. So,
is your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thank you, Conan. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today on Unlock the Live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.